Monsieur chapter 4, Mishnah 2. Ketzad. How so? Masha chemenu paris v'lo nasan lomer. So, carrying on really from the previous Mishnah. If you take the produce from me, but you haven't given me the money, einu yachol l'chazobo. We can't withdraw from the contract. The minute you take the fruit, that concludes the deal, and neither of us can withdraw from this agreement. Nasan lomayas v'lo masha chemenu paris, but if I give you the money and I haven't taken the fruit yet, right, let's say I'm buying fruit from you, I give you money and I haven't taken the fruit yet, liyachol l'chazobo, either of us can withdraw from this agreement. Because until I've taken that fruit from you, we haven't actually concluded a deal yet. Aval amru, but they do say, the Chochomim said, yes, legally you haven't concluded a deal, but ethically you have an obligation, and they quote, they say as follows, Misha parama anshe dora mabul midor haflaga, may he who exacted punishment from the generation of the flood and the generation of the dispersion, who asid le para mimish eino omed bidibura, he will exact punishment from whoever does not abide by his word. As he's saying, so yes, there's no legally binding contract over here, but your word should be your bond. Once you've said you're going to do something, you know, you should really stand on that word.
Why particularly the fruit?
No, let's just bring an example. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shakesef beyado yado al ha'elyona. Whoever has the money in his hands has the advantage. According to him, the one who has the money, who has possession of the money, can retract. So if you pay me money and I've got the money, I can retract, but you can't retract. That's according to Rabbi Shimon, but the halacha is not like him. So we won't dwell on Rabbi Shimon. Here's a different spin on it.